Texans All Access here in the Hyundai Texans Radio Studio. Mark Vandermeer and the General John McClain with you. Rick Smith joins us now, General Manager and Executive Vice President. Rick, how's it going?
I'm good, John. Mark, how are you?
Doing very well.
Thank you.
Here we go, facing the Patriots on Sunday. And nice to have a longer week of preparation, not just the full week, but you had that sort of mini-bye after the victory over the Bengals.
Well, we did. And you know, obviously, you've had two opportunities during the course of a season, the way that the league has set it up now, where you get some extra time. And you know, I think ideally you would like to have that a little bit later. We had it, you know, right off the bat, and so it was a difficult time on the front end to play two games that quickly. But we were able, you know, obviously fortunately to go on the road and win in Cincinnati. So you're right, we got a little bit of extra time on the back end to have a little bit of extra prep for this group we're going against this week, and we're going to need it.
I'll bet you that over the last 2 weeks you made more roster moves than you've made in the first 2 weeks of any season. Does it feel like that?
Yeah, I bet you might win that bet, John. You know, I've never been in a situation where we lost an entire position group in a game, okay? And so that was just one position group. It was three guys. But we had multiple injuries occur in the first game against the Jaguars. And so we had to respond and react to that. So you're right, we made a bunch of moves. And we are also constantly trying to improve the roster as well. And so whether that's the practice squad or whether that's the active 53-man roster, and when you have to react and sign players at one position, it impacts and affects other positions. And so now you're trying to figure out, well, how many guys do you need for practice? How many guys do you need for the game? Who's going to suit up in the game? You know, who are the 46 guys that are going to go to the game, and how are you going to call the game? You know, and this is a conversation that I have with Bill, trying to figure out how he's going to attack the team. And so, you know, all those conversations are being had, but you're right, we in reaction to all of those things that happened in that first game, and then having to go play a game 4 days later on Thursday, you know, and trying to get the roster better. All those things were reasons for all the moves.
I thought you were getting paid by the move. This is a good point. Brian Gain left, went to Buffalo, and you hired Jimmy Ray, who's been with Chargers for a long time, Bill, the Colts the last few years. Talk about Jimmy Ray and his role in all this.
Yeah, Jimmy Ray, as you mentioned, was hired as our VP of Player Personnel and Assistant General Manager. And so he really is heading up, you know, the personnel department. And so he and Rob Kissel, who is our new Director of Pro Personnel, those two guys have been, you know, they've been diligent. They've been working and exhaustive in their efforts to try to make sure that, you know, not only are we responding to the injuries, but again, we're trying to make sure that we're improving the roster if there are opportunities to do so.
I was going to say, so you knew there would be seven offensive linemen at times in the game. We expected maybe the six because we've seen that before, but that was pretty unique, that game plan to beat the Bengals.
Well, yeah, it was unique, and it was, you know, in this league, Mark, you do what you need to do in order to win the football game. And so we felt like that was our best way to do it with the personnel groups that we had available to us. And so, you know, that's something that you know, Bill talked about, and you know, it looked kind of funny at times, but, you know, we did some chipping. We did, you know, the multiple offensive linemen. We did, you know, we did a lot of different things to try to protect the quarterback and give him an opportunity to be successful.
I can't remember a time when all your top draft choices were playing right away and having to contribute. And, of course, the best one was the last one, Kyle Fuller, because he went to Baylor. But
of course,
talk about the guys up at the top, specifically Zach Cunningham, because he was drafted to help cover, and he's going to get a lot of chances against the Patriots.
Well, and I think you mentioned, you know, what stood out, because, again, that's what we knew his skill set. His best skill set was his athleticism. And now he was a tackling machine, you know, mm-hmm. last year. So he made a lot of plays, very productive football player, but athletic enough to carry and cover tight ends, running backs out of the backfield. You saw him show up on third down, like you mentioned last week. So it's always good when you see a guy come and do the things that you projected that, A, you needed him to do, and B, he showed the ability to do so. And when he goes and does it and produces for you, that's always good. And obviously the quarterback's playing and doing a nice job and leading, and he's got a lot to learn and a huge arc in terms of growth and development. But I like his confidence. I like the way he is managing the offense and leading the football team, and that looks good. And even the running back, the young running back, I think he's going to help, you know, with the 1-2 punch with Lamar. And then we get, you know, Tyler Irving in there at times. Blue's going to be back at some point. You know, he's getting healthy again. And so, you know, all three of those guys, the top three guys, as you mentioned, you know, are contributing and doing a nice job.
Yeah, something about Watson. it is rare for a team coming off a division title and a playoff victory to play a rookie quarterback. Usually when rookies play, it could be a 7-9 team or a 2-14 team. Why are you guys not afraid to play him?
I don't think we're afraid to play him because he's proven that he's capable of going out and leading the football team. And you know, I think our guys have confidence in him. And obviously he's got a lot of confidence in himself. Now, he is also very aware of his limitations and deficiencies, but he's also conversely very aware of his strengths and the things that he does well. So I think he's got a really nice combination. And, when you look at that position and you talk about attributes that you look for at the quarterback position. And, the really good quarterbacks, people talk about, they elevate everybody else's level of play. And so I've really thought about what that means as I've tried to study that and look at that. And really what it comes down to, one of the things that it comes down to is it's almost an energy level where he is calm and he's got confidence. And so what that does is in stressful environments and situations when energy gets heightened and people lose their ability to stay focused, if you've got a calming energy around you, then everybody else can settle down and execute and do the things that they're asked to do. And I think he has that presence that allows people to calm down, focus on the job at hand, and execute. Because at the end of the day, that's what you need.
I got one more question, Mark, about this. You said that when you went to the championship game, you wanted to watch him on the field beforehand. Tell that story again about going down the sideline and watching him before that game.
Well, it's what you pick up in live exposure. And so what I saw is a team respond and react to the young man in the biggest game of their lives. And so and he never, ever wavered in what it looked to me to be his confidence in their ability to get the job done. Five or six things that I could tell you that he did coming off the field, whether it was a reaction to a coach or whether it was to an encouraging word to a teammate or getting on a guy for not doing something. You saw the leadership ability in those big moments where it just wasn't too big for him. And not only was it not too big for him, he excelled in those moments and showed some really good leadership in those moments.
Rick, against New England, running the football is going to be so important. And you were able to run it a whole lot better against the Bengals than you did against the Jaguars. Are you seeing the kind of progress up front that you want to see right now?
Well, I mean, it's limited, Mark, right? We've had two games. Yeah. One, we didn't do it so well. And the second one, we did a little bit better. We've got to be better. We've got to have balance on offense. It's important, especially with a young quarterback. And I'm hopeful we continue to see the improvement that we saw last week.
And as a defensive former player and as an evaluator the way you are now, when you look at a guy like Watson and the ability he has to make plays off schedule and with his feet, that's got to really help and cause maybe sleepless nights among opposing defensive coordinators.
Well, yeah, and you don't want to do too much of that. You don't want him using his legs too much. You want to accentuate and accent the things that he can do with his feet in terms of keeping plays alive, but you don't want him running the ball too much. They hit hard in this league, Mark. They're big and strong and fast, and they hurt people when they do. And they come with bad intentions. And so, but again, I think he recognizes that, understands that, and he knows that he's got to be careful when he tucks it and runs.
How important is it this week just to keep everything in perspective? You're playing another NFL game. Yeah, they are the defending Super Bowl champions, and they've got all the history and recent phenomenal history, but just to keep everything in the moment.
Yeah, I don't think that that's difficult. And number one, I think one of the things that may help if a guy has that type of feeling about it is the fact that we went against this group up at the Greenbrier, this summer and had some good practices with them. And so, I think we know this group. I think, it's a different team this year than last year. But the people who were here last year who went up to New England for that playoff game, they recognized walking off that field that they competed and had a chance to win the game that we didn't finish. We did some good things during the course of the game and didn't finish. And so I don't know that there's this sense of awe or anything. I mean, we recognize that there is absolutely respect. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But I think we're going to go compete and try to win a football game.
Outstanding. Rick, thanks a lot for the time. We appreciate
it. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, guys.